Blog Talk Radio.
Word. It's a strange kind of relationship. Oh,
That's Babyface Whip Appeal. Good evening, everybody, and welcome to Delicious Talk. This is your host, Gail Delicious Johnson. And tonight, one of my co-hosts is sick, so we're going to wing it. And I do have a guest co-host, Miss Kane. I used to be a co-host over there on Miss Kane's show, but she's doing really well over there. She has Tammy Gibbs over there down there, tearing it up over there. So let me see what's been going on. Nothing much. Last week, you know, I wasn't on because of Sandy, and I want to send out my condolences to the families who lost their loved ones, you know, in that terrible, terrible hurricane. And Obama has 4 more years, so congrats to him. I didn't vote. You guys know I'm not political, but I am glad that he's still the president simply because he's black. Okay, a lot of people wanted him out. Well, not a lot of people. Well, yeah, a lot of people, especially Caucasians and even some blacks, wanted him out of there because they felt that he wasn't doing his job, this, that, you know, the whole gamut. You know, like he was going to come in there and change things in 4 years after it took Bush, his father, and everybody else who screwed things up all those years, and they expect Obama to come in there and work miracles. But whatever, he did what he could do, and hopefully he'll, you know, do whatever it is he promised to do this time. With that being said, I'm going to bring on my guest co-host, Miss Kane. Are you there, darling?
Yeah, darling.
Yeah, I was on your show. What show was that you had when you were talking about the, was that last night?
Politics.
Yeah.
The elections. Yeah, it was last night.
Yeah.
Honey,
yeah,
white folks gone crazy.
Yeah, it's just so. But you know what? They have always been like that. But since Obama's been in the White House, they're being more outward with it. You know, the Ku Klux Klans are taking their little hoods off, you know, and doing their thing. So you know, they just have more of a reason to spur that hatred. You know, for whatever reason. I even heard somewhere where this family was going to kill themselves if Obama was elected again. I mean, does Obama care?
Exactly.
You know, so, I mean, don't be, that's just hateful. That's just, the only other word I could think for that is just demonic, you know, for somebody to have that much hate built up in themselves, you know, and just think of all of the energy that you're wasting, you know, with hatred in your heart when you could be loving and being happy and being grateful that, you know, you woke up this morning. Mm-hmm. I was on the internet on Facebook, and this woman, I really wanted to send her, you know, I wanted to comment on her on her feed, but I said no because she has issues. She's talking about Obama only looks out for the underachievers. You know, what is an underachiever? You know, people who are on welfare, people who, you know, who can't help themselves, and she's struggling. She got 3 kids, and she drives a small car. She can't get a house, but she has a roof over her head. She got all this stuff going for her, you know, but she's complaining about what Obama did for, you know, people who, quote, as she, quote, call underachievers, which I presume them to be people of less fortunate than people who have things like she has. And she's complaining only because Obama's black. Then she had mentioned something about she was sorry that Mitt Romney didn't win. That was the whole issue right there, you know, because, you know, everybody who's saying anything is basically saying it because of the color of Obama's skin. And that's sad. You know, it's really sad that a person, the color that they're being judged by, the color of their skin, is to the content of their character. And I really do believe that. I don't know Obama personally, but just from, you know, hearing things and reading things, he seems to be a pretty well-rounded, grounded guy. And I even saw a little bit of the debates. And you know how Romney was talking all over him, not giving him a chance to talk. And Obama, you know, I knew that he was upset within himself, but he held his own, you know. And I couldn't really watch all that because it really pissed me off that, you know, Obama was taking that. And that was what he was supposed to do because if he, you know, let the quote unquote, the nigga come up out of him, you know, it'd have been some more stuff for people to throw up in his face, or, you know, something else for him to say behind his back or whatever. You know, putting nooses on him and, you know, all that ignorance.
Well, he
stuff.
Had to keep his cool because it was him and Michelle's, you know what I'm saying, anniversary. And I really don't feel like this man clearly seems as if he really loved his wife.
Yes, he do.
And we don't see a lot of that in the black community. And I'm not saying that to be funny. It's just the truth. And
yeah.
I'm glad these elections is over. I went out and I voted. You know what I'm saying? Kate, I really don't have nothing to say against somebody that didn't, but I did.
Right.
Because I feel like my vote does matter or whatnot. But it just goes to show you. That's why I feel a certain type of way, and I don't want to spend too much time on this, but...
Right, because we...
because the show ain't about that, but...
Right,
That's why I can't get past the way that I feel about white folks.
Mm-hmm.
And I really had to check some white people today, some ignorant-ass white peoples,
right.
You know, placing blame. If you want to place blame, let's go back to the beginning of time when... A person was elected to be in leadership in the first damn place. The first person that was elected to be in leadership. Ever since the beginning of presidency, presidential, whatever, however you want to say it, there's always been a white man in office.
True. That's true. And, you know, and I'm not angry with all white people because all white people are not bad, you know, but the ones that are, you know, I just, you know, feel sorry for you and pray for you because that's all I can do, you know.
Mm-hmm.
But the ones that are there, because they're good white people out there. You know, a lot of white people was at that election. A lot of white people was cheering. I saw some blacks in there looking like they had lost their last best friend because I guess Mitt Romney didn't win, you know. But if any time that blacks should have came together, regardless of whoever, how they felt about Obama, the election should have brought all of them together at that particular time, because if Mitt Romney had got up in there and then things went the way he wanted them to go, then what was black people going to do? That's what I'm talking about. So this was a time, but that just goes to show there's no unity when it comes to black people. So that's it. That's all. So we're going to get on with the show. Tonight's topic is the orgasm, female orgasm, and the myths of the female orgasm. I'm going to bring in my other co-host, Rhea. Hi, Rhea.
Hello.
How are you?
Hey, Rhea.
I'm good. How are you?
We're having a guest co-host tonight. Danny's sick.
Okay.
Yeah, so.
What did you
I said, hey, Rhea, Granny going to have to get live with you.
See you there. I have to be back.
You know Granny can't hear the right ear.
How's the weather out there, Delicious?
Well, it was kind of cool today, you know, but nothing to brag about.
So y'all not getting that stuff that they're getting up in New York?
The rain and all this and that? Oh,
yeah.
No.
Okay.
It my electricity didn't go out. We didn't have the high winds and all that crazy stuff. Not to say that upper northwest it was a little flooding and different parts of Maryland it was kind of bad. But where I'm at, you know, it didn't get all that bad, and I thank God for that, you know, because the last little hurricane or tornado that flew through here, the electricity went out, the basement flooded,
yeah.
It was a hot mess, you know, food gone bad, everything, you know, so.
Somebody
I'm just,
who just got theirs just came on yesterday.
Wow.
And then it hit today, and his went out today. It went out, and he said it came on, about 10 minutes later, but they don't know for how long, because they got, and he's up there, and I think in Long Island.
Wow.
So he said the wind is horrible. It seemed like the wind is stronger than it was before.
Wow.
I'm like, wow.
Well,
wow.
You know, like my condolences go out, like I said, to the families that lost loved ones, and if you lost your material things, they're replaceable, you know, but your life is something different, so... You know, and then they had that thing where the lady lost her two little boys banging on people's doors trying to get help. You know, that was.
I didn't hear the story. I briefly heard the story. What happened with that?
They flew out of her arms. Can you imagine?
Right,
holding your babies and the wind take them, and you can't get them.
Yeah.
Was this doing Sandy?
Right. Yes. It was the day of Sandy. She was in her SUV, so I think she got out and was trying to get help. So when she was holding the boys in her arms, wind just took them away, and they found them somewhere a little ways down. But she was banging on people's door for help. One person opened the door, talking about, I don't know you. You know, what?
This is my thing, and I don't want to sound harsh, because you know Granny got to get live and raw and uncut. If you've been warned ahead of time, why not leave ahead of time? So much stuff can be avoided if people just take the time out, listen to it. Even if you think things ain't that serious, when it comes to this weather stuff, leave ahead of time.
Right.
Ain't nobody got time for all that.
Right.
And
maybe
and
I don't know
why
what her
I commend what Christy said when he told them point blank, you all were told to leave. You all didn't leave. People are finna buckle down and save themselves. They're not coming to rescue you all. Everybody got mad at him after that. But he was damn right about that. Because
they were told
to leave, and they didn't. And then as one lady said, well, suppose you couldn't leave. They provided a place, you know, for them. I understand you not want to leave your home, but that damn material stuff can be replaced.
Mm-hmm.
And for those people to go out there in that and try to save you, hell, I agree with them. I'm sorry. I agree with them.
I just don't understand that. That was crazy to me because even like with Katrina, they was warned ahead of time. It didn't have to be that many lives and stuff lost because I'm telling you not. Let them tell me tonight that a damn tornado finna break out tomorrow. Me and Bot-Body can't let me go. Mom, do something. What you got on my bus ticket, my plane ticket? Jeez, this shit. Nah, he'll crazy.
You know, I understand I'm not being insensitive, and I understand about the looting and the loss of that, but all that is material stuff that can be replaced. Life can't, and I just you know, hell, because in Katrina you had bodies floating down the street, people that was, you know, and stuff like that, but you shouldn't have been there.
Yep.
You know,
people think they can weather the storm, but, you know, that storm.
Now, the other side of that is, it wasn't that damn safe in that basketball, that stadium.
Mm-hmm.
But, see, we would have been some fighting sisters up in there because some of the stuff that was going down in there, you wouldn't have bought that over there to me. We would have been, you know, you're batting together, but then it goes back to, you know, people, they're all about themselves. They don't know when is that time to band together and do what you're supposed to do. But if they had a band together, especially after that little girl was raped in that damn stadium, that stuff wouldn't have been going on no more.
It was really sad. It was a natural disaster, you know, so people need to heed when you're warned about something, you know. Don't sit around and say, well, I'm going to do this, I'm going to do that. Get out. Because just like Ms. Kane said, if they said tomorrow it was going to be a hurricane coming, I'm leaving tonight. Okay.
I'm gone.
I ain't
in that order.
But they told us here, they said to stay away from the windows. Don't go out is what they said. Don't go out.
Yeah.
So I did not go out, you know, but granted it was people out, you know, people maybe getting off work or whatever, you know, but, you know, it was just a shame. New York and New Jersey got the brunt of it. But someone had mentioned that, this is the last thing I'm going to say, then we're going to get on with the topic. Someone had mentioned that Nostradamus had predicted that New York was going to have a flood, a real bad flood. And I also saw somewhere on television where they had predicted that New York was going to be hit by a tsunami. New York was going to be underwater. I forgot what year they predicted that, but it's getting pretty close to it.
Wow.
That's
interesting.
Yeah. So tonight's topic, everybody, is, like I had mentioned, the female orgasm. And it has been estimated by various studies that 70% of women fake orgasms at some point in their sexual lives. And that's something. Some fake orgasms very regularly, you know, as in every time, while others only fake it some of the time. The psychology behind faking orgasm is simple. She is going to have an orgasm this time, and she knows it. So she don't even put effort, you know, to even try to have an orgasm. Sometimes she don't want to be bothered with you. You're trying too hard to satisfy her and prolong the encounter, and you feeling bad because you couldn't satisfy her come hell or high water. If you want to know if you are being duped, use the following signs that she really is having an orgasm to distinguish the fake from the bona fide and catch her in the act. So there are ways that a man who is in tune with his woman's body and knows what it feels like to have, when a woman is having an orgasm, there are ways for a man to tell if his significant other, his partner, his wife is faking it or not. And one of the things is the retraction of the clitoral head. This occurs just before orgasm and provides you with the clitoral size hint. When the clit disappears, you're on the right track, so don't stop. This converted disappearance of the clitoris isn't only visible if you have the lights on and in your face, all up in it. It's something you can feel as well. So get yourselves into a position where you can easily rub her clitoris during sex and use it to your advantage. Under the goose of giving her some extra special treatment, you can feel whether she's actually close to climaxing or just faking. Did you know that the head of your clitoris, it retracts?
I didn't.
It's the okay. It's a hood over your. It's a hood over your clitoris, and when it's excited, it comes out just like a little penis. It gets, you know, it gets erect, so to speak. But when you have an orgasm, it retracts. It goes back into the hood.
That's interesting. I can't say. Okay, no, I didn't specifically know that. But one of the things that I do know that when you're having an orgasm, everything down there tightens up.
Mm-hmm.
It's like everything it tightens up. So that goes along with that, and I can see that. But no, specifically, no, I didn't know that did it. But like
right.
I said, everything does tighten up.
Well, I ain't never tried to watch myself.
Right.
If your
significant other's down there, he's doing whatever he's doing down there, he would know. Okay. And then another thing how you can tell is increased breathing and heart rate. You have to listen to the sound of her breathing in his ear. When it starts to get heavier, you'll know you're onto something. The change will occur reasonably swiftly when she is about to orgasm, and will be accompanied by a completely unconscious change in the tension, rhythm, and pace of her other body movements. Liars and the truthful alike might clutch at you, moan and groan, but her breathing is the missing link. Her thumping heart will also be a sign that it's for real. If she is actually excited, her heart rate and body manner will be very ordinary. So the breathing has a lot to do with it too. And then when you're doing it, you sometimes shaking and you seem like you're going out of control, you know, with your rhythm of the humping or whatever you're doing. So that's another way that your guy can tell whether or not you're having a true orgasm or not. Also, another thing is the dilated pupils. Dilated pupils are another surefire sign that your girl is reaching her peak. This might be hard to tell in the dark, but if the lights are on, all you have to do is ask to look into her eyes as she climaxes. Chances are she'll be more than willing to oblige to that romantic request. Just make sure to make note of what her pupils look like at the beginning of your romp so you can compare the difference in size at the end. And your pupils, they'll get bigger when you're having an orgasm. They almost look like cat eyes. You know how a cat's eyes get, the pupil gets real big?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, your pupils, they dilate. That's another way to tell. Then another way is red lips. This means both sets. Her mouth lips will go a little redder, lips swell, and redden upon arousal, as well her vagina lips. While you are penetrating one of her lips, try feel the swelling in the other set of lips that you're kissing. Be careful, though. Kissing will also increase the redness of her lips. So be gentle with pecks so that you can get an accurate reading of her response level. So if your her mouth lips gets redder and her lips swell and redden upon arousal. So while you penetrate one set of her lips, try to feel the swelling in the other set of lips that you're kissing, her top lips on her mouth. So that's something you can also look out. Then there's the vaginal muscle spasms. Muscle spasms are the biggest indicator of all because she cannot fake or hide this. During orgasm, she will have between 3 and 10 vaginal and cervical contractions, the first few being the strongest. They will grip his penis, and the tightening feeling he experienced will be impossible to ignore. So, you know, it's almost like a involuntary muscle spasm that goes on down and when you have an orgasm, and women can't fake that. That can't be faked. So if your guy doesn't feel that and then feels that gripping on the penis, feel like it's just gripping, you know, sucking it in, then he can tell that you're not having a real orgasm. Should I be letting the men know those secrets?
Because you know how they act like kitty damn candy. So, girl, you know I can make you do it, girl. I can do it, girl. Shut the hell up.
Another way to tell is sudden perspiration. Hot, sweaty sex, yes, please. Breaking out in a sweat means her body is in high level of tension and her muscles are working overtime. Her breathing, heart rate, and blood pressure are all up. So once you both collapse into a sweaty heap afterwards, you'll know she's just been pleased. Mm-hmm. I hate sweating. I hate it. Ooh, I hate it, but it's, you know, so rewarding.
Yes,
okay, that was a nice way to say it.
And it's also, you know, you give yourself a workout. I think, I don't know how many calories you burn each time you have sex, but the...
I got a counter. I'll forward it to you.
Oh, okay. Okay. Other important signs. She may arch her back and feet, have uncontrollable twitches in her limbs during and after orgasm, and have uncontrolled facial expressions, a.k.a. her orgasmic face, and you know them faces be something else. You know. And check her cheeks and neck to see if they are flush. If her cheeks are red, you know, and her neck is flush, you know something's going on there. Other particularly important is what she does immediately after sex. Does she leap right out of the bed and get on with her day? Or does she go to the washroom and lock the door? The chemical effects of orgasm and on the body brings a dazed look to the eyes. She may just want to laze for a few minutes to enjoy it. If she is missing this post-coital bliss, be suspicious. Yeah, because if she gets right up, go in the kitchen and start cooking, and get up, go down and do the laundry, and call her girlfriend, or, you know, something.
They don't put that good wood down.
No, he ain't did nothing if she did all that, because after that, you feel, it's such a euphoric feeling until you almost like in a trance, because after that.
Oh, you're talking about right after the fact.
Right. Yeah. Right, because you almost, your body is so, it's winded-like because of the breathing, and, you know, you sort of like the exercise, all this moving and stuff. It's sort of like you just drain so much. So you just want to, like, take that deep breath, exhale, and just lay there until you can get yourself together. You know, so that's how that works. And if she get, like I said, if she gets right up after y'all finish making a sandwich and washing the floor and all this kind of stuff, you ain't do your job, bruh, okay? Okay, then her nipples will also harden. It has been estimated that there are 95% chance that if her nipples aren't hard, she didn't orgasm. 95% chance. You know. Yeah, that if her nipples aren't hard, that's 95% chance now. I don't know about the other 5%, but 95% chance that if her nipples aren't hard, she did not orgasm.
Nigga, I'm going to have to pay attention to that next time.
Also, her clitoris gets very sensitive right after orgasm.
Exactly.
So if she doesn't slow down or stop completely after orgasm, she is probably a faker.
Mm.
Yeah, because after that, man, all you want to do is don't touch me, just let me recoup, leave me alone, stop it, you know,
get
myself together. You know, so if she ain't saying that, then you know she's a faker.
That's
okay. Yeah, and then making coherent sentences far too loud is also a clue to her dishonesty. She shouldn't really be able to say anything much other than, "Oh my God!" If the job is getting done, the job is getting done to standard. Anything remotely porn-like is highly suspicious. Loud, over-exaggerated moaning, etc. Because porn star is not real sex. Porn sex is not real sex. Because you know those stars, they be.
Yeah, I can't stand that shit.
That's all scripted. You know they have to do that. So if she's going on like that, you know, you need to say, "Can you be quiet a little bit?" You know, because it becomes irritating when it's not sensual. You know, when you're screaming, actually screaming, and hollering, and making loud, unnecessary noises, exaggerated moaning, then you know it's not good. And now here's a faker test. If you want to know if she's faking, try some experiments. Some easy ways to gauge her honesty is to do a thorough investigation. Whatever you do, don't tell her what you're doing. If she is faking, this gives her an unfair head-ups about your intentions. So if you're going to, you know, find out all these different things, don't let her know what's going on. But 9 times out of 10, a woman will peep that. But, you know, and, you know, the reasons for women faking orgasms is a multitude of reasons. You know, some women can be with somebody they don't want to be with, or be with somebody who's not endowed enough for them, be with somebody who's hurting them, be with somebody who don't know how to make love. There's a multitude of reasons. A woman could have a lot of things on her mind, or, you know, just not wanting to do it. So, you know, but you need to get with somebody that you really want to be with anyway, you know, opposed to sending yourself through all those changes. And then when you tell this guy, "Oh, yeah, it was good, you just sending him out there to do the same thing to somebody else, and they're not going to be satisfied. So you need to either tell him the truth, be truthful to him at least, let him know, "Hey, you didn't satisfy me," you know, because I had to tell a few guys that, you know, because they just, "Well, I ain't never had no complaints." I guess you haven't, but you got one here.
Mm-hmm.
You know, other women, they maybe didn't want to tell him. I don't know, but I'm not going to bite my tongue if I feel that he's not satisfying me.
Right.
You know? So then to say, ask her, first off, be prepared for the truth. Then be prepared to do something about it if there is a problem. Have a frank and honest discussion with her about your sex life in a non-judgmental way. She knows what she's doing, and if she's a faker, she's no doubt duly ashamed of herself. She probably won't admit that she lied, but you can ignore that and just start working on how to give her some real orgasms. Don't let her fool you anymore. Do something constructive about it. It has been proven time and time again that partners who regularly communicate openly and honestly have the best sex. Don't be the couple who loses out And that's the truth, because if you're in a relationship with somebody, and, you know, they always say it was bad sex and all this and that, but if you get in a relationship with somebody, you really care for this person, and you may have the very first time y'all do it, it may not be to your satisfaction, but if you really care for that person, you're going to let that person know, hey, do it like this, touch me like that, kiss me like this. You know, you're going to get that person on that level today where they can know how to satisfy you. You know, because that's what you want. And you almost are teaching this person what to do opposed to them not knowing what to do. And like it said, if you communicate, any type of communication is always good opposed to, like, the person who I had to tell. Like, I don't know if what other women was telling him, but, you know, obviously they wasn't telling him anything because he said he never got any complaints. But maybe if he got some complaints along the way, maybe by the time he got to me, he may have been a little better. I don't know. But like I said, I'm not going to bite my tongue when it comes to being in a relationship, and especially when sex is involved, because that's what's the basis of a relationship. That's what keeps a relationship together, one of the things that keeps a relationship together. And if it's going to be about sex, then it should be good sex. Because who wants to be in a relationship with somebody who doesn't give good sex?
See, that's what I'm talking about. That's why I got to test the waters, like all this. Oh, don't have sex before you get married. Shit. I ain't finna be bamboozled at the altar. Don't go on the honeymoon. He pull out a little old two itty bitty committed. Oh, I want a divorce.
You know that?
Not gonna work.
Right, that almost happened to me. I almost married this guy. He was, well, when we first started the relationship, he was always having oral sex with me. So one night I just said to him, you know, I really, you know, enjoy the oral sex. I said, but I really want to, you know, have something else going on, some penetration. Honey, he didn't even have a dick. He had a wee-wee.
Mm-hmm.
I said, and we was engaged. We were engaged. I said, oh, my God, I'm so glad I found this out. You know, but I didn't, you know.
Was that the reason you broke it off?
That and a few other things, but that was one of the main reasons. But, yeah. Because I knew that if we had, if we had gotten married 9 times out of 10, I wasn't going to be happy when it came down to the sex. Now, he was good at other things, you know, and but when it came to the sex, no. No. And you know, doing the oral thing, I enjoyed that a lot. But still, you want a little meat to go with them potatoes. You know, at least I did. You know, so I couldn't hang like that. I didn't want to, and I wasn't going to. So, you know, we split up, and that was it. You know, and I don't know, I guess, you know, some women who don't have sex until they get married, some of them, I guess, they be happy. Some of them don't. Now, look at the Indians. They have their parents picking out the husband. Let me see. How does that work? They are assigned their mates. Mm-hmm. You know, they can't just go and pick who they want. Their parents pick out their husband for them. Oh, my goodness. And I knew this Indian in the hospital. He was so mean to his wife till it wasn't even funny. He was just mean to her for no reason. You know, and she was appointed to him, but they did get a divorce. And, so getting back to, you can do the lie detector thing, ask her what the sex stimulation feels like, and ask her to explain what happens to her body when she is having an orgasm. Use normal lie detecting techniques, body language signals to see if she's lying, touching her mouth, covering her lies, and looking away as she speaks to you, are some ways to tell. Obviously, these are not set in concrete, but if you ask her directly if she orgasms when you have sex and she looks away and says, yes, of course, honey, then further investigation is in order. Yeah, because if she can't look you in the face and say, yes, I did, you know, because I guess you know you're going to be feeling shame or whatever, That's why I just, you know, I just resolved to the point to tell the truth, period, you know, when it comes to something like that. And look them dead in the face, cause so they'll know that you're serious about it.
Mm-hmm.
No, you didn't
satisfy
me.
I don't know, I dare the difference. I think a man's supposed to know when he be done made a woman lit.
That's true. They are supposed to know, but the majority of men don't know because a lot of women are faking it with these men. So if you with one woman and she's telling you that she came and you be with woman after woman after woman who are faking it with you possibly because maybe you wasn't well endowed enough or whatever the reason. So you don't know. You know, but then there are men who have been with women, who have satisfied women, and they know because women tell them, so they take note of, you know, well, what would it feel like, whatever. You know, but a man knows when his dick is being gripped, when you have an orgasm. Men know that. So if he feels that every time from one woman to another, then he knows that, you know, he's definitely pleasing his woman. You know, because all men, even men don't know. Some women don't know. Some women don't even know what an orgasm is, and that's sad. Because of the simple fact, they've never, they've never had an orgasm before. You know, they've never had an orgasm. So they don't know, because the very first time I had an orgasm, I was saying to myself, what in the world is going on? It was feeling good, but, you know, all the other times I really wasn't, you know, having an orgasm, you know, being with guys, you know, because I didn't know that you were supposed to. I didn't know what was going on, you know, but once I found out, hey, you got to give me mine, you got to give me my props.
Mm-hmm.
By any means necessary, you know. So that's that, and you know, ruin her orgasm. This may seem cruel, but if she is really having one, she'll be unhappy with you when you bust her bubble. If she isn't actually having one or about to have one, nothing will happen, and there will be no harm done. It was probably the easiest way to tell. You know her body. Her responses. So test her. Make it interactive and you'll start getting the responses you want. So, you know, you have to say things or do things to, you know, but then sometimes men, I'll just say the selfish men, they don't care. They don't care. And then, you know, some men, as soon as they get theirs, they'll say, did you come? They know daggone well you didn't come.
Mm-hmm.
They know because they got theirs and they probably feel a little guilty or whatever, but a good man makes sure that his woman comes first every time, all the time.
Right.
And that's how it's supposed to be, you know, because, we, you know, it takes us a while to have an orgasm, especially vaginal ones. That's the hardest one to have. But, you know, the clitoral and the G-spot are basically easy. The clitoral is the easiest orgasm to have, you know. So if that's stimulated by the penis, the finger, the tongue, or whatever, you know, it's easier to have an orgasm on the clitoris. So if your man is not taking his time to satisfy you and please you, by any means necessary, then maybe you ought to move on. And if you're not communicating about it, then, you know, both of you don't need to be together. And if you want to be in a relationship with somebody and have a good sexual relationship or a good loving relationship, then you need to let your man know. You need to tell him, you know. And men need to tell their women the same thing. It's not all about the woman all the time. It's the man's responsibility, and men need to know these things. If you don't know them, ask,
right.
You know. But like I said, you got these selfish lovers out here. All they think about is getting theirs, and that's it. Okay, let's see, the orgasm myths. We've come a long way since the days when science doubted the existence of the female orgasm. Today, a woman's sexual satisfaction is a major field of study, and the average couple has spent a great deal of time trying to improve her experience. This is certainly appreciated, but some of you may not be trying too hard. Her level of satisfaction may already be everything she could hope for. That's right. You may be striving toward a goal that has been based entirely on myth. This misinformation circulates with surprising frequencies, and you may be shocked, if not relieved, to learn how wrong some of them are. We're going to discuss more of the myths. All women want a G-spot orgasm. Put in the simplest terms possible, this is a load of crap. While it's true many women lust for G-spot orgasms, it's a complete orgasm myth that all women desire such a thing. For many women, having a G-spot stimulated even correctly results in a sensation that can only be described as extremely uncomfortable. It can make a woman feel like she needs to urinate immediately, and that's never fun. It can also cause her to feel pain, and not in a sexy S&M kind of way either. In fact, the whole stimulation, the G-spot thing, can annoy some women to the point where it completely turns them off for the rest of the evening. Yes, some women love having their G-spot stimulated, but many don't. And that is, it's very sensitive when you have a G-spot orgasm, because it's real quick and it's intense, real intense, and it does feel like you have to urinate when you're having it, but you really don't. I guess it's from the I think from the pressures pressing up against your bladder, or I don't know, but the very first time I had a G-spot orgasm, I was like, oh, it was just indescribable. I can't even really describe what I was feeling or what was going on, but the very first time I had one, it was enjoyable. And you know, but it's very, very intense. It's more intense than a clitoral or vaginal climax. Have you ever had a G-spot orgasm, Miss Kane?
I'd be confused.
Well, you know what your G-spot is, though, right?
What is that?
Okay, your G-spot is, it's like it's not that far from your, if you put your finger in you and do the come hither, you can feel it. It's maybe about a couple of inches from your and back of your clitoris. And it feels like a sponge when you touch it, and when you touch it, it sort of like expands like. Only you would have to be like in a certain position to even reach it, you know, and it's basically small penises can reach your G-spot better than a man who's well endowed. Mm. Yeah.
We don't have to talk about that off air, okay?
Yeah, no problem. We're going to take a quick break and come back, and we're going to talk about some more of the myths of the vagina. Not the myth of the vaginas. What am I talking about? The myth of the orgasm. We'll be right back. Okay, here we go.
Joy when I'm down, oh, so much
That's Anita Baker, You Bring Me Joy. That's the name of that song, isn't it?
Mm. Yeah.
Well, all right. Sometimes I get them a little mixed up. Okay, the next myth is women need a skilled partner to orgasm. Many men pride themselves on their ability to make a woman orgasm. And your skills are definitely appreciated. But the ultimate responsibility for a woman's orgasm belongs to her. It's perfectly normal for a woman to have difficulty achieving a vaginal orgasm. That's why God embedded the clitoris, meaning she can still achieve a fabulous orgasm even if her lover is a virgin with limited experience and know-how. A man's efforts are certainly helpful, but if she's not achieving orgasms, she has no one to blame but herself. Additionally, many women suffer from performance anxiety just as men do. If a woman falls into this category, even the most skillful of men won't be able to make her orgasm, regardless of his efforts. Okay. I can say yes and I can say no on this, saying that it's solely up to the woman to, it's her responsibility. Yes, it is. It is our responsibility, but we also need help. You know, because if it's our responsibility, then we really could just pull out a dildo or whatever. You see what I'm saying? But when we're with our partner, he has to be in it as well as myself being in it. So that's a yes and a no as far as women need a skilled partner to orgasm. What do you ladies think?
I mean, I don't know. Y'all know I'm learning from y'all.
Well, I mean, if you're in the act, it takes two.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, now if you're there by yourself and you just do it, the hell, you know what to do.
Yeah.
Because you know exactly where to hit, whatever the, but if you're in the middle of the act, it takes two, so he has to be a participant. That's just like, you know, he can't be laying there like a plank of wood. Because that's going to detract from you instead of adding to you. So he has to participate.
I got to ask something real quick before I got to step away for 2 seconds. But before I do, I was told the other day by a guy, he says that we supposed to know how to please ourselves better than somebody else. Is that true?
Well, of course, that is true. You can please yourself better than anybody because, number one, you know what to do. You know the speed. You can do it better than anybody else. Yeah. Yeah.
He said that if
I don't know if I agree with that, but I will say this. You should know what pleases you.
Mm-hmm.
Touching you in a certain way and doing certain things can be pleasurable, and it can also be a turnoff. And if he's doing something you don't like, you need to be able. You know you don't like it, and you need to be able to voice it and tell him no. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
But I don't know. The other part, I can't necessarily say I agree with.
Mm-hmm.
But that's coming from somebody who don't like to masturbate.
Mm-hmm.
Masturbation leaves me in a state of wanting. It doesn't satisfy me.
Right.
It actually increases my hunger
for him.
So
right. So
exactly.
But what she was saying is, you know how to please yourself better. You please yourself better than anybody who can, you know, as far as whether you like to masturbate or not. But when you do it, you know what to do, how to do it, and you can bring yourself to an orgasm quicker than anybody that you've ever had sex with. You know, it's the point of being the best self-pleaser, pleasing yourself. You please yourself better, you know. I think that's what she wanted to know. Is that right, Ms. Kane?
You know what that goes back to? There's a sex doctor named Laura Rimmerman.
A what?
And a sex therapist, sex doctor, whatever she's called.
Mm-hmm.
And I believe her name is Laura Rimmerman.
Mm-hmm.
She was on Oprah.
Yeah, I heard of her.
And she said that she started a controversy with a lot of people because she said all teenage girls' first orgasm should be through masturbation.
Oh, no.
And her logic behind this is that, to a certain extent, I can understand the mental part of this more
mm-hmm.
so than the physical part of it.
Right.
She said, if the teenage girl masturbates and brings herself to an orgasm as her first time, then when she's with a male, she won't attach that orgasm, that feeling to him, because she will have already experienced it. Her logic is that it gives the male a certain amount of power, control, whatever you want to call it, over that female, because that female attached that feeling that she gets to him. And I'm like, okay, to a certain degree, in the mental part, I can see that.
Mm-hmm.
But I don't know if I necessarily agree with that.
I can't. I don't really agree with it myself either, because it seems to me, now I'm just saying this off the top of my head, I'm not a psychologist or anything like that, but it seems to me, if that first orgasm comes from yourself and you get with somebody and they don't give you an orgasm, that's going to lead you down a different path altogether, because all you're going to be doing is, when you finish with that person, is running into the bathroom or going somewhere to please yourself. What you need to do is, if you're with that person, you need to train them up or teach them how to
exactly.
please you and go from that perspective of it. You know, so I can't agree with that. That's just my opinion. You know, I know Susan Berman or whoever that doctor is, I've seen her on television before.
Mm-hmm.
But, you know, I guess, you know, because that's just like when these girls are having oral sex opposed to having vaginal sex, thinking that they're still virgins, or having anal sex to save their virginity, you know, and they think that's
mm-hmm.
okay. And it's really not, because if you having sex, I don't care what orifice you go in, your virginity is up.
Yeah, she's saying sex is sex.
Yeah.
Like this one guy said, okay, so if she give me head, that means I'm not cheating. I said, you still having sex.
Yeah.
He said, no, I'm not. I said, yes, you are. It's called oral sex for a reason.
Mm-hmm.
Stupid. Okay, another myth is women need to orgasm to enjoy themselves. This orgasm myth couldn't be further from the truth. Sex feels good whenever you have an orgasm or not. And when combined with the right level of intimacy, the experience can be immensely satisfying regardless of whether or not she climaxed. Many women even prefer foreplay to actual sex and orgasm. Why? Because for some women, kissing, hugging, and caressing are more satisfying than anything you see in porn flicks. If you combine these acts of affection with slow and steady penetration, most women will be perfectly content at the end of your love session. I don't know too much about that, because some women, especially a woman who's used to having an orgasm, but I guess it would go for the woman who enjoys just what it says here. Women may prefer kissing and hugging and caressing, you know, being more satisfying than seeing a porn flick or whatever. But I just think that goes for that type of woman, because if a woman is used to having orgasms and she's not getting those orgasms from her partner, then she's going to discuss that with him. Okay, I love this hugging, I love this kissing, but I also want to have an orgasm. You know, and some women even can have orgasms from kissing. I've had orgasms from kissing before. Now, hugging, I've never had an orgasm from hugging or caressing, but from kissing, I've definitely had an orgasm from kissing. Not to say that I didn't want to be penetrated as well, but I have had an orgasm from kissing. Mm-hmm. So I think there's a little bit of controversy as far as that's concerned. And then vaginal orgasms are better than clitoral orgasms. This orgasm myth is a bit like comparing apples and oranges. Okay, not exactly, but you get the idea. The basic point is this. Both are perfectly loving, and they can equally satisfy. The only reason vaginal orgasms are regarded as the holy grail of ecstasy is how infrequently they occur. Statistically speaking, it's estimated that 30% of women will never even experience one, and only 30 do so with regularity.
Wow.
That means you have a very good chance of dating or marrying a woman who will never achieve a vaginal orgasm. Unfair as that may sound, clitoral orgasms are not to be taken lightly. They can be absolutely earth-shattering under the right circumstances, and some women prefer them. Clitoral orgasms are wonderful, and there's no reason to pity a woman who hasn't experienced an orgasm through vaginal stimulation. And that's the truth. I do agree with that because most women do have orgasms from the clitoral. A clitoral orgasm, and some women experience G-spot, but clitoral is the number one because it's right there. You know, like I said, a man can he can lick it, stick it, play with it, do whatever, and that's just the easiest way, the quickest way for a woman to have a climax is through with her clitoris. So, do you girls agree?
It's a possibility.
I think it is. I think it definitely is the quickest, but it sure ain't the strongest though.
My cleat. Oh God, it's such a wonderful feeling. No, I don't know about all that vaginal shit. I mean, I'm not saying that, okay, I don't, you know, bust my little necks and all that, but it's just something about the clit. Oh, my
right.
God. I feel like I'm going into convulsions. Hold on, wait. Time out. I'd ball my fists and shit, making faces out. Oh, you know what? I probably could never do a whole video because I would be too embarrassed to look back at it.
Yeah, because you'd be doing some crazy things, you know, and that's why.
I'd be embarrassed. Come look at how you were looking, baby.
And those facial expressions, because sometimes when I just be imagining how my face be looking, because I can feel it being all contorted up, and I just imagine it be
almost
looking
like
all crazy. And then I really don't like when a guy is looking me in my face when I'm having a climax, because I know I look crazy. You know, but, you know, after everything's all over, then you smile and look all cute and pretty.
Right. I'll try to anyway.
Yeah. That's the truth. That is the truth. And then.
You concentrating on breathing and shit.
Yeah. That is true. Okay. Women can't ejaculate. Anyone who still believes this orgasm myth has clearly never seen a good porn film. Women can definitely ejaculate, and some can do so more forcefully and with more volume than men. It's a relatively new acknowledgement in the scientific community, so the research still leaves something to be desired, but there's plenty of evidence to support the claim. We know that women ejaculate through their urethra, just like men.
Is that squirting?
Huh?
Isn't that what squirting is?
Yeah.
Okay.
Female ejaculate contains the same substance male ejaculation contains, and it's produced in the female prostate, an organ which is extremely similar to the male prostate. a bit smaller. Women seem to ejaculate primarily through direct stimulation of the G-spot. Some scientists believe this is actually the urethral sponge, but not all women can or will experience ejaculation. So if she doesn't have a gushing end, don't think she don't enjoy herself. Just try again another time. And the G-spot was called the urethral sponge before Dr. Gethenberg had discovered it. And what had happened was him and his colleague had discovered the G-spot and named it the urethral sponge because when you touched it, it would expand like a sponge when you stimulated it. It feels like a sponge getting bigger. And what had happened, he had lost his notes somewhere, and these two sexologists had discovered them, and they renamed the G-spot after Dr. Gethenberg, yeah, and that's why it's called the G-spot. But, yeah, some women, you know, do ejaculate from that being stimulated. But if you ever see some of these porn films where it's coming out like a water hose or something, they have an apparatus down there because it doesn't shoot from one end of the room to the other end of the room and some, you know, like it's coming out of a fire hose or something. But, yeah, and some women can train themselves to ejaculate, become squirters. Some men like that, you know. Mm-hmm. Some women, when they first ejaculate, they thought they were urinating on themselves, and they was embarrassed and, you know, going through these changes. But, you know, some men love to see women ejaculate. You know, and the only time I seen it was in a porn movie. But, So there you have it, 5 female orgasm myths totally debunked. While it's admirable to concern yourself with your woman's pleasure and a level of satisfaction, you're not solely responsible for their orgasm. If she doesn't have one, she could still be having the time of her life. If, however, you really have your heart set on making her holler, we recommend asking her to masturbate for you, which will provide plenty of insight and quite a show into how she prefers to reach orgasm. Mm-hmm. Yeah, so those are the myths of female orgasm, and we spoke of the female orgasm period. But, you know, like I said, some men know, some men don't. But if you're in a loving relationship and you want your partner to please you and you want to please your partner, best you sit down and you talk about things, especially if the sex in the beginning is no good, because sometimes you can turn that bad sex into good sex. And mm-hmm. then one guy, he said, there's no such thing as bad sex, but, you know, whether it's bad or indifferent, good or whatever, if it's not the sex that's satisfying to you, then you need to communicate with your mate and get it straight, get it going, getting it good, you know, because, like, sex plays a very important part in the relationship, you know. So if you ladies have any questions or any comments or...
Yeah, I got a comment. Who that real?
Uh-huh.
Oh, you go
first. Okay. I didn't say nothing.
Oh,
I have a caller on the line, then let me bring this caller in and see what they have to say. Caller 402, do you have a question or comment?
My comment is men love to watch off.
Oh, hey,
give me your
man.
Head.
Hey, black
hey.
Man.
Don't try to sneak your
men.
Ass on here without speaking.
Hey, how you doing? No, we
okay.
love watching y'all when y'all
what?
Coming.
Oh, really? And what do you
yeah.
get out of that?
It's a turn on.
Mm-hmm.
Like for me, when I'm doing it and I know she's getting off,
mm-hmm.
it just makes me horny. It makes me ready to go into the next step.
I know
that. Because that's
right.
because to some men that turns us on.
Mm-hmm.
Eating a woman that's one of the things it does for me. That
mm-hmm.
turns me on when I'm eating her.
Mhm.
You know.
Well, that turns me on too.
So, I mean, we could been going at it for a while, and I'll get down there and start eating. Oh, man, it's
So let me ask you.
Like, yes.
How long do you generally stay down there?
Until she doesn't want me down there anymore.
Oh, have mercy. Unlike the law. What you say? Ooh, back to the regular schedule program.
I see it as the equivalent of a turkey dinner and dessert.
Wow.
I will put you on a platter. I will get my napkin and my fork and spoon, and I got to go to eat.
All right.
Don't need hot sauce.
And in that order.
I don't need hot sauce.
I know that's
no hot
right.
Sauce.
Wow. So have you ever been with someone who ejaculated?
No, I still haven't been with anybody who's ejaculated. I know there's that technique. I wouldn't mind. I mean, it's always good to know a new trick to do and to get a woman off a different way. I mean, it's always good. It's always good to know something new.
Right.
Never hurts.
Right, because some men like to see a woman when she ejaculates, too. It's a
lot
of things that turn men on. And do you have that conversation with your partner before or during or after?
I usually, before I even start having sex with them, I usually have that conversation. What do you like? What do you not like? And it can also be during and after, you know, because... You know, everybody's different. So what turns one woman on doesn't necessarily turn the other woman on. So.
That's true. Now, do you know when your partner is having an orgasm?
Yes. Yes. Usually you can tell if she's having a real orgasm.
And how do you tell that your partner's having an orgasm?
Because I've been with her long enough. Usually I'm with a woman for a while. I don't usually just have one hit or quitters. So I get to know her body. I get to know what all different points of her body. So that when she does pop, I'm like, oh, okay.
So what type of things be going on while she's having an orgasm that you can tell that she's...
For one woman, we were screwing, and... She moaned, and then she grabbed me and wrapped her legs around me real tight and wouldn't let me move.
Mm-hmm.
And she was just really—I mean, I didn't think she was that strong.
Mm-hmm.
And I was like, "Wow, okay, you know, when is she gonna let me go here? You know, my face is in the pillow; I'm gonna suffocate." Another woman, one of my girlfriends, she would moan so loud, and she would just lose it. Like, damn, okay, all right. If your head starts spinning in here, I'm going to have to leave the room. So, and I had another girlfriend. She was almost the same way when she would, because she would stimulate her clit. But the funny thing is she could have an orgasm with her clit and inside her. So anytime she was at the top of her peak, she would moan real loud, real, real, real loud and stuff. And she would just lose it. It was like she just lost control.
You feel anything... different with her?
Besides they get real wet?
Yeah.
Real wet. And other than that, not much that I could tell. Because normally, when she usually reaches a peak, she's on top. Now, when she's stimulating herself with her clit, she's just laying on her back. So when I'm inside her, she just gets real wet, and I can feel it kind of contract a little bit.
Mm-hmm.
And then she's just late, you know, she rolls off of me. So
you feel the pulsating and the gripping.
You can kind of feel it, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
You can kind of feel that.
Right. Yeah, because like some men, now the very first time you had an orgasm, do you remember it?
Yes. And I think that's what corrupts men. How do I explain it? It's like putting your finger in your ear and you hit that point in your ear that feels real good. That's what it feels like. Only for a man, it's like it's a pushing feeling. Because,
mm-hmm.
you know, when we come outside, shooting feels mm-hmm. outside of a man. And it's almost
mm-hmm.
like that, and it feels just real good.
Okay.
And I think most of us, we hit, the first time we remember it is because it's puberty is the first time
mm-hmm.
where you actually come,
mm-hmm.
you know, when you go through that. And I think that's what corrupts men. That's why we're so screwed up, because after that first time, we want to keep getting that nut over and over and over and over and over again.
Mm-hmm. A friend of mine told me the first time that he had an orgasm, he didn't know what was going on. He ran home and jumped in the bed and hid underneath the covers and everything. He didn't know what was happening. I think he said he was maybe about 12 or 13, something like that. So it was frightening to him.
Yeah, it can be. You don't understand. But for me, I had a wet dream, so I didn't quite understand it myself. But
mm-hmm.
I just know it felt really good, and it was really sticky.
So you had a wet dream.
Yeah, I had a wet dream my first time.
Yeah, I've had wet dreams before, too. The very first time I had a wet dream, I was like, I couldn't believe it, because I was actually, I think it had woke me up to a point. And I was, you know, I was looking around to make sure I was in the bed by myself, because it was just so intense, you know,
yeah.
having that wet dream. I had, you know, a few of them. And I told a girlfriend about it, so she said, wow. She said, I wish I could have one every night,
mm-hmm.
and I wouldn't have to be with none of these niggas.
Oh, wow.
But, you know, that's something that I really don't want to get in a situation like that, just orgasm from wet dreams, because one morning I was actually awake, and I had an orgasm, and I couldn't. I do remember I got up to go to the bathroom, and came back, laid back down, and all of a sudden I just started, and it was from my G spot. I had not touched myself. I had not even thought about sex.
I was just
going to the bathroom, coming back and getting in the bed, and next thing I know, I had this orgasm, and I said, oh my God, I just hope that's not going to be happening all the time, because it was a lady on the internet that has orgasms all day long. She was in an accident,
yeah,
and something had happened in her brain had triggered that. So she says she has orgasms whenever the least little thing can stimulate her, and she's having orgasms no matter where she's at. And somebody had said, I wish that was me, but no, you don't, because she
mm-hmm.
says sometimes it's very painful, then it's embarrassing. You know, can you just imagine you're out and about, you know, you're in a gathering, and somebody, you know, a guy may walk by that looks sexy, and all of a sudden you're having this orgasm. Oh, that would just be so, I really wouldn't want that to happen, you know. So
that's a disorder, though, too.
Huh?
That's a disorder. Some women are like, they're just wired like that. Where if they don't masturbate, if they don't come, it hurts. So they have to do it constantly in order to relieve, to be comfortable. Because the buildup
is strong. And see, the unfortunate
part
about it is a lot of times the more you do it, yep, that's what you get used to.
Mm-hmm.
And that can interfere with you in the actual act of sex, because that's what your body is used to, and that's the only way you can get off.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, but I think the sad thing about that, I don't remember what the disorder's called, but they've done special on it. And
right, I think I saw something like that on television one time. Yeah, women going through that.
And they've been trying to do all kinds of treatments so they could help them, you know, relieve the symptoms of it. But they just, no woman wants that all day, because the women have said that. They said it's a problem. You could be at work and you have to do it. If you don't, it gets painful.
Mm-hmm.
And it's like several times a day. And that may sound good for a man, because to us, it's like, oh, yeah, you want to get on all the time. But after a while,
I think
like,
he'll be tired. He'll be tired, too.
Right. It'll wear us out. It'll wear us out. So, men don't want that. We think we want that, but you really don't want that.
Mm-hmm. Yep. So I don't know, but that was really amazing to me how I just – and then I just said to myself, what in the world was that all about?
Mom, dude, she was always having a wet dream.
No, this was when I was awoke.
Oh, no, my God.
I was awoke when this happened. And the bad thing about it was that I had just came from the bathroom, and I didn't, I ain't had no sex on my mind. I was thinking about getting back in the bed, getting back to sleep.
I wonder, did the pressure of your bladder have something to do with that?
I don't know, but I don't really think so, because if that's the case,
it would be
many times
all
I get
the
up,
time.
Yeah, you know, but it was baffling to me. And you know, I had a doctor's appointment yesterday, but that wasn't my GYN. But next time I see my GYN, I'm going to ask him about that, because that is just so that was crazy to me. Really crazy. But it felt good now. I ain't going to lie about that. But I was just praying. I said, please don't let this be an on-time occurrence.
Yes.
Mm-mm.
We can't do that. Men can't do that. We don't have the luxury of that.
What, it just happened?
Think about it and it just, oh, you know, the closest we can get to it is.
Oh, black man, you know you stupid.
No, but I wasn't.
Hey.
The thing, black man, I wasn't thinking about it. I had no.
I
just got up, went to the bathroom,
when I was
and just went back
it,
to bed.
But, yeah.
Oh, you know, but some men, like, okay, for me, like, if I go to the bathroom sometimes, right as I'm finishing, I can get that sensation that's close to coming.
Mm-hmm.
And it's like, whoa, okay.
That's when you get up in the morning and take that first early morning urination?
No, that could be any time of the time, at any time.
Oh, wow.
Mm. Yeah. And some men, it's like that if we have to pee real bad.
Mm-hmm.
It's not all the time. And you know, it's interesting.
Why do men's penises get hard when they urinate?
That's unusual, because you usually can't urinate when it's hard. It's painful, extremely painful when it's hard. I've never known. The only time I've been like that is if I wake up in the morning, because it's a normal response for a man in the morning to have a hard on. But I can't go.
I want to ask him something real quick. Why, like, after y'all be done had sex, maybe I say a few, because normally, you know, it don't be too many men that be left like that. Why is it hard for your penis to go down?
You know what? I don't know. I don't know. I mean, to be honest, I've had women that were shocked that after you finish, it's still hard. It's like, damn, you're still up?
Some men,
I'm thinking, this is normal.
Right.
You know.
Some men, after they have an orgasm, their penis expands too. I've seen that happen. Before it goes down, it gets longer. I saw that. I was shocked.
It can't happen.
I said, wow. And why does that happen?
You know what? That is, I don't know. I don't know if it's because a man is, okay, he's at his fullest length and his hardest is right before he's going to ejaculate.
Mm-hmm.
It's like right a few minutes before he ejaculates, that's when he says his hardest and his longest.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't know why, but it just happens that way.
Well, I've seen it after he ejaculate, and you know, just looking at it, it got bigger and longer just before it went down, and I could not believe it. Both of us were staring at.
Maybe he was just real turned on. You know, sometimes it depends on the woman. You know, if you with a woman that really turns you on, sometimes I guess that has something to do with it too.
Okay.
Yeah, I mean, it just, you know.
Yeah, well, it's a lot of things about the penis that we need to learn, ladies. So I think probably next week's show it may be about the penis. I don't know.
Yeah, I know that's right, because I'm a connoisseur of love.
You had to laugh.
Well, bless your heart. I'm glad you are, darling.
Woo, Lord have mercy. You are something.
Some women are.
You know I'm stupid. After the show, you say something, I say nothing.
Yeah, well, some women are.
Yeah, that's what our next Wednesday show might be about. We'll be discussing the penis because it is a lot of things to, you know, learn about it. Because I read somewhere on the internet that the penis can be broke.
Yes, it can happen. It can be sprained. Yeah. It can be broken.
Yeah, what's this blue ball stuff?
They say it's because of the buildup of sperm in the testicles because it hasn't been released.
And it's painful,
on a normal
right?
basis. Like I've heard it can be.
Okay.
I don't recall ever having that problem, so.
Okay. Well, everybody has their different problems, you know, and everybody's built different. Everybody goes through different changes and... You know, it's just everybody's different, you know.
Yeah.
What works for you don't work for somebody else, you know, and vice versa. So, you know, you just got to do what you got to do.
Did you ever go through why a woman could be dry?
Why? Yeah, there are reasons why women can be dry. It could be a number of things. It could be when you go through menopause, women, because you lose your estrogen, you get dry, then sometimes it can be for lack of concentration on what's going on. Then it could be some type of medical reason. But there are
a variety. It could be because she threw her pH balance off by putting something in there that stripped her.
Well, could it be if a woman's not drinking enough water as well?
That too.
Okay.
That too. But, you know, it's always recommended that women use a lubricant anyway, because even during the course of having intercourse, you can dry up from the friction, you know, because sometimes if you're not concentrating on what you're doing, you'll get dry. And then some women, you know, some women are not naturally wet anyway. They get a little wet, but it's recommended that women use, you know, at least a little lubricant to keep it moist and keep it wet down there, because when it's dry and, you know, that penis going in and out, that does not feel good at all. You know, so if you know, especially women over a certain age. Now, myself, I don't have a problem. I still, you know, can get very lubricant down there without lubrication. But, you know, like I said, sometimes when a woman is going through menopause, which I'm going through, but thank God I don't have any problems as far as my sex drive is concerned. You know, so not to say that one day I might go through that, but right now I'm just enjoying the ride, okay?
I know that's right. How about my laptop just powered itself off by itself? See, it got too hot up in here. tell Granny I'm going to have to get at her later. Oh, my God. Oh, my God. Oh,
yeah.
God.
Yeah, so, you know, it's, you know, like I said, when you're in the mood or you with your partner, you know, talk it out, you know. Turn that bad sex into the bomb sex. See what I'm saying? Because everybody, it don't always start off being the best. You know, sometimes it do, sometimes it don't. It just depends on who you with and how they doing it, you know, how they want to do it, because they don't do it to everybody the same way. Believe that. You know, because I know when if you with somebody, you get with somebody else, you know, you have to fill that person out. You're not going to just jump in there and do everything you did with your last partner with that person. You know, so when you get in there, just talk things over and tell them what you like, what you don't like. Get that out the gate first. Because if you doing something to somebody, they don't like it, you might not see them no more.
That's right.
Mm-hmm.
You know, so you tell them, yeah, I like that oral, I like the anal, I like this, I like that, I want this, I want that. Get it out there. You know, the only thing they can tell you is whether they like it or not. If they do, they do. If they don't, they don't. But, you know, it's always best to say what you feel and feel what you say and say what you mean and mean what you say.
Have mercy.
Mm-hmm. That's all you can do. That's all you got to do. So with that, you know, this has been a very good show as far as I'm concerned.
Yeah, man.
I hope. And I hope everybody else enjoyed it as much as I did, because I truly did. And I do appreciate you, Miss Kane, for being my guest co-host tonight. I really
do. You're welcome, darling.
Thank you. And Black Man, it's always a pleasure when you come on, giving your little insight.
Oh,
I appreciate that. And
Rhea,
you know, right, you know, I appreciate you being my co-host. When you're my co-host on Wednesdays and Friday. And this Friday, we're having an open topic, and that's at 11 p.m. because I didn't have it last week because, you guys know, Sandy was out there, and you know, a lot of people didn't have any electricity, so I just, you know, chilled until this week. So this Friday show, it's 11 p.m., open topic. Anything you want to talk about, we'll be talking about that Friday. And next week's show, Bringing Sexy Back, I think we may dive on the penis. If not, you'll see what we'll be talking about next week. It'll be posted. But like I said, I appreciate everybody who came out. Hope everybody have a nice, beautiful rest of the evening. Well, it's already, what time is it? 12 o'clock. It's Thursday. Nice Thursday morning, at least. And don't take no wooden nickels, and get with your partner, talk things over. And men, make sure that your woman has her climax before you do. Don't be selfish. You know, I can't stand a selfish lover, and there's no reason for you to be that way, because men, you're always going to get yours anyway, regardless. You're always going to get yours. So let your woman satisfy her by any means necessary. If you don't eat the coochie, play with it. You know, do something with it. But, you know, make sure she gets hers first, because she's sure going to give you yours. You know that. We generally do. Because we, you know, that's just how we are. We're nice like that. Aren't we, ladies?
I say don't play with it. Eat it. Damn it. You don't know what you're missing. Eat
I
it.
Got one talking about, so he don't eat it. I told him, that's why you finna get fired. Talking about, put your mouth on me. I refuse. I freaking refuse.
But you know what?
Hey,
people who now I'm like this. I'm more or less a giver. You know, even though I do, you know, love it when a man orally satisfies me. But there's some men who really can't. You know, so I'm not gonna you know, be mad or upset or anything like that, because, like I said, I'm basically a giver, you know. But if a man will say something to me like, and this is a really turn off of me, guys, if you ask me to suck your dick, you have nothing coming. That's a turn off to
I've
me.
I got a question. I don't understand. I'm trying to figure that out. I don't quite understand that. Why is it insult if a man asks?
Why what?
Why is it an insult when a man asks?
I didn't say it was an insult. I said it's a turn off. I would rather, because if it's something that I'm going to do, I'm going to do it anyway. You know, so if, when you ask me, just me. I don't know about how other women feel about it, but it's just a turn off to me for a man to ask me that, especially if I'm, you know, I already have it in my mind what I'm going to do, because I don't ask men to go down on me. I may ask them, do they do oral? You know, if we're having a conversation or something, but I don't be telling no man, well, will you go down on me, you know, because I feel like if that's what he's going to do, he's going to do it.
No.
You know, right. And that's just how I feel about it. Now, I don't know if, you know, other women feel
I've
that way. Do you? Huh?
I've heard a lot of women say that.
Yeah. Yeah, it's just a turn off to me, you know, because if I'm going to do it, I'm going to do it. But when you say that to me, will you suck my, no, I don't do that, okay? Just let me do what I want to do if I'm going to do it.
Mm,
do
okay.
Ladies feel that way?
Mm-hmm. I mean, you're right, it's a turn off, you know what I'm saying? A big turn off, and then I personally can't stand guys that you don't do it. You see what I'm saying? Well, you don't eat the coochie, but you want somebody to suck your shit. What? Who does that?
Yeah,
and that's why I don't like looking at, like, I want to be a director of my own porn movies and shit, because I'm going to start the pornos off where the dude is dying there for at least an hour eating some coochie. And then the next hour, he gonna be eating some ass. See, it in that order.
Oh, there's men out there that do that too.
Every time you turn on a porn, they got to start with the woman sucking. Bitch,
yep.
tell that fool that he need to get out and eat some coochie.
And
what's wrong? That's what's
so
wrong
bad,
with women.
When the guy goes down on the woman, he be down there for 2 or 3 minutes, and that's it. You know. And so I don't blame you. I would direct it too like that, but not for no, I mean, for an hour, whatever. But, you know, I would direct it so that the man, he has to do it as equally, if not as much as the woman, because that's only fair in those porn movies. I'm speaking of porn movies now. But because that was one thing that had really turned me off about those porn movies is always seeing the woman. I don't care. Always the woman is always, you know, giving the man head, and then when he do it for about 5 minutes.
Yeah, I don't like that.
Me neither. So I just, you know, it was just such a turn off to me to see that. But you know, it's the industry is run by men, so that's what they do.
Oh, but there's women that are directors and stuff now too.
That's true,
that
but you know
company.
they have been so used to it going like that too. I ain't seen nothing change up yet. I haven't watched porn in years, but when I watched them, I ain't seen nothing.
It's still the same.
Yeah, because they have been so used to how the men do them, so that's how they directing them the same way. But let me direct one. I direct one.
I told you I'm gonna direct my own. It's gonna be straight like that. I don't care. And if they know they don't want to do that, then, hey, don't try to get involved.
I don't see why a man wouldn't want to do it.
You got some men out
here. You better be glad you my boy.
You got men out here who don't, you know, want to do oral, but like Ms. Kane said, they want women to go down on them.
Of course.
You know, but, you know, if there's really nothing wrong with that, but if he's saying that he's not going to do you, but he's expecting you to do him, then I would have a problem with that.
Yeah. Well, I know some women that were like that, too. So I know
some
women that are like, I don't go down on men, but you can go down on me. I know, you selfish woman.
Right.
You selfish heifer.
Yeah. Yeah. But, you know, when I be with guys that I have no intentions of having oral with, they'll ask me, you know, do you do oral? And I say no. And they say, well, do you receive it? I say, well, that's up to you. You know, because I don't want them to be saying nothing like, well, if I do you, you're going to have to do me. Oh, no, it does not work like that.
Right.
You know, so, yeah, it's something when it comes to sex. You got people who enjoy it, people who love it, people who don't, people who are selfish with it, and people who freely with it, you know. But I like it if it's good. It's just got to be good for me. You know, as long as it's good and it's the person I want to be with.
Yeah.
Because I can't be with somebody and it's a person I don't want to be with, you know. I can't do that.
Mm-hmm.
You know, but anyway, it's we got 15 minutes left in the show, but I'm going to get ready and close the show down. And like I've made all my little announcements, next Friday at 11 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, open topic, talking about any and everything from A to Z. If you have any topics you want to discuss, come on and stop by and we'll talk about them. And next Wednesday show will probably be about the penis. If not, I will put it up, whatever it's going to be about. Because we do need to know a little bit more about that thing. You know, what's going on with it.
Mm-hmm.
And Antoine T. Money's book, it should be available before the year is out. That's Back to Zero. The story is so intense. I mean, this story is, oh my goodness, I could actually see it in the movie. He is going to make a movie out of the book starting. He's going to, next year in 2013, he's going to, you know, make a movie out of it. And I do have a part in it. Hello.
All right. Congrats.
Oh, okay.
I can't wait, you know, because this book is, oh my goodness, it's off the chain. We're going to have Antoine on the show one night, but he's been very, very, very busy. They're doing a web series called Diva Wars right now, and beginning of this year, they did Dirtier Than Ever. Then he's forever in movies, so, you know, he's been very, very busy. But his book will be out, and, you know, I hope you guys will support that. Also, I'm working on another book I told you guys. The title is Married Man, Single Dick, and I have an excerpt of it up on my webpage on Facebook. That'll be out next year because I have a couple of books before that I'm going to try to get out before the end of this year is out, if not early next year. And I'm just exhausted. You know, I've been doing a lot of things, and I just finished another speaking class, and I also was asked to about a job writing for a magazine. So I hope that comes through.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, so, you know, things are looking out for me, you know, getting better and better. The day my grandbaby said to me, my great-grandson said to me, he said, he won. I said, who won? He said, Obama. I said, oh, he did? He said, yeah. So I said, you like that? He said, yeah. I said, what'd you like about it? He said, because he's strong.
Oh.
I said, well, okay now. 3 years old, going on 23.
He been here before.
Huh? Yeah.
He beat him before, honey. He a shepherd for the devil.
Just like, oh, wow.
That's what I say about my son.
Girl, this little boy, he is just so intelligent until it's not funny. He has conversations with you, and you think you're talking to an adult. You know, he be saying all kinds. Because one time he said to me, Nan, I want to see Space Mickey Mouse or something. Space Mickey. So I said, Space Mickey? I said, where he at? He said, he in space. So I said, he in space? I said, well, how you going to see him? He said, on a rocket ship. I said, where you going to get the rocket ship from? He said, we can build it.
Have mercy.
I said, well, okay then. We'll build it.
Yeah, he's smart.
Yeah, this little boy is something. But I'm just going to get ready and close this show because I can go on and on and on. But I appreciate everybody who came out. Granny Tranny, y'all, someone named Sweet. What was that person's name?
Miss Pretty.
Black Man 37, it's always a pleasure having you coming around.
Thank you for
and
having me.
Know Your Enemy was here for a minute. I can't remember who else was, because I had been trying to do other things, so I couldn't be in the chat room too much, but I, you know, Miss Kane was holding it down. I see her and Granny Tranny was rapping.
Yeah, cause you had somebody coming in the chat with him. He trying to talk mess, talking about, oh, y'all talking about, we were talking about Obama, and he was like, oh, y'all talking about that, why she having a discussion about something else. I'm like, okay, we multitasking. That's what Granny told him. Shut up. Then talking about some, he going to report this show. How you going to report the show when you got an issue? Your show, when you got an issue with us.
Who are you going to report it to?
Yeah, I guess BTR, honey.
Oh, my goodness. He probably a newbie or something.
Gotta be. Talking about he loves people of all different colors. Well, all right, whatever.
Oh, he was Caucasian?
I don't know, honey.
Probably.
It's Greg Roberts, honey, so you know
Mm-hmm. Well, thanks, Greg, for stopping by, because you ain't got to report nothing, sweetheart. I got this.
Have mercy.
Yeah, I got this, darling. Yeah, so you guys have a good evening.
You too.
And like I said, I do appreciate you guys stopping by. And see you guys next week.
All right.
Friday.
Take care now.
Good night.
Okay. All right,
good night,
everybody. Thank you.
Good night, everybody.
Good night.